What's up, what's up, yo? This is your boy Fearless Eagle, right? Yo, no, it's the topic. Yeah. Do let us know how you're doing today. I'm here with my man, the one and only. Yeah. Wanna introduce yourself?
Yeah. Just like every other day.
Yeah. Every other
Spike
day.
Spike us.
Delicious.
I don't know who I'm introducing myself to, but yeah.
Now you're introducing yourself to the listeners.
Mm.
The listeners out there.
Do you have new listeners?
Yeah, we get new listeners every week, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello. What's happening?
Yeah. Okay, so today we're going to be speaking about the weirdest, you know, the strangest borders out there. Yeah, we're just going to look at 10.
Borders.
Then, yeah, we're going to be speaking about borders, you know. Yeah, some of them are not fences, eh? Some of them you just walk past. I'm shocked. Like, okay, so you can be living in two countries at the same time without realizing. Hey, so it was interesting. So that's what we're going to be taking a look at. Do let us know how you're doing. Yes, if you're having one of those days, yeah. You can speak to Spico's Delicious Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change your day. It's going to be delicious.
Females first.
Eh?
And
okay.
Only.
Yeah. So you heard it right there from the man himself.
All the men go to Famous Eagle.
Yeah. So
you
let's
pick your wings.
Let's dive into a song right there before we even dive into the topic itself. Here's a track by Reactive titled Passion. Yeah. if you didn't enjoy that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Unless Pike Was Delicious has something to say about it. Myself, yeah, I don't have anything to say about it.
Nah.
So we're going to dive into the topic itself. But before we even dive into the topic itself, I have a question, man.
Question.
Do you see yourself traveling to other countries?
Yeah, I do.
Or do you plan on doing it?
Of course.
Which country?
Which country?
Mm. I want
to go to... What's this? Cape Verde. You know Cape Verde?
You want to go there? Is it that place? If I'm not mistaken, there's this place where I think it's that there where the KZN and them are.
No, Cape Verde is an island, bro.
Island.
It's a country.
Where is it?
It's like close around your Madagascar and stuff.
There. Madagascar?
Yeah.
There's a place called Cape. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to go check it out,
small
man.
Small island, yeah.
Yeah, nah, just go to Madagascar once.
Nah.
Hey.
It's not as advertised. When I think of Madagascar, I think of the cartoon, you see. So.
Yeah.
I would want to be there.
I'm gonna go check it out, see how it looks. It's interesting to see all of these different places. Eh?
Where do you wanna go?
Go to Cape Maine.
I thought you'd say heaven, but okay.
We definitely gonna go there. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's after traveling, you know, and checking what's happening here on Earth and everything. Yeah, but you know, Cape Maine is where I'd love to go to.
Where is it?
It's in USA.
Okay.
It's a place in USA. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yeah. So yeah, looking at the borders, man. I know, like, yeah, when you speak about borders, you know, you're thinking of fences and walls, all those different things. But there's like some interesting weird borders that I saw out there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the first one was the border that actually separates Bulgaria, Greece and Macedonia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a rock. It's like a rock, man. It's
one rock.
Yeah, like I don't know if they tried to build a building there, and then there was a whole, like maybe a wall that stayed, and then as time went on, obviously the wall, you know, was breaking and all the stuff, and then a rock stayed there.
Yeah.
And then that rock actually separates those three different locations. It's like.
So you can't go
it's
around
called the Tumba Peak. If you go to the Tumba Peak, depending on the direction you go after that, you're in one of the other countries.
Okay, how big is the rock? How tall is it?
That thing is like huge, man. Going upwards, it's probably, I'd say close to.
Is it as tall as a tree or taller?
Nah, it's taller. It's taller.
So it could be a mountain.
Yeah. Nah, not a mountain. Mountain is huge. Looked like, they were trying to build a house there. And then, obviously, because there's no civilization there, and then as time goes on, the building stays there, but then the structure disappears as time goes on because of the weather and all those different things.
Okay.
So that's how it looked like. Then we have, obviously, your Spain and France. There's a 200-meter island. So there's a river, and then on the one side is Spain, the other side is France. Then there's a 200-meter island in the center of the river that separates Spain and France. And that island, half of the year, it has different owners. So the half of the year, it belongs to France, and then the other half of the year, it belongs to...
They made a deal on that.
Yeah, that's literally what they did. Yeah. So half of the year it's gonna belong to France, and then
so
they do their
no
celebrations
like
and all
of
those things.
Of that thing, there's no people living on that, that thing.
You know, when I was looking at that thing, just think about how long is 200 meters, like from where to where. You know, when you go to athletics and all the stuff.
Sure.
So that 200 meter.
Yeah. So that's
Can. When I was looking at that thing, I'm thinking, yo, if you had to build a house on here, the way it is, it's like pointless, it's like useless. So you can't even build a house on there.
So how did it just explode and then it just have that river?
You know, sometimes people decide to become creative and then, you know, do some other interesting things out there. But yeah, it was interesting to see that a 200-meter island is what actually separates okay. France and Spain, and then different ownerships, you know, half of the year, next year,
yeah,
it's going to these guys. So it's that thing. Then, yeah, you know, the next one is Mexico and USA. When I was looking at Mexico and USA, and yeah, basically looking at what goes down between the border, you know, with Mexico and USA. Well, I remember once I was looking at a video, like a documentary concerning drugs and how, you know, drugs go from Mexico to USA, from USA into Mexico, and looking at how, yeah, you know, people flee from Mexico because of the situations that they have. And then, yeah, running into USA and all those things. Like, people swim, eh? Like, they swim to USA, thinking...
Well, just like what they do when you're jumping like from Zimbabwe to South Africa.
Hey, in fact, that Zimbabwe also is one of the...
What's
one
on
of
the list?
Yeah, one of the things that we're going to speak. The Zambezi River.
We're
going to speak about one of those. But yeah, with Mexico and USA, it's interesting to see how people can swim from Mexico into USA, and then it's like, yeah, they cross the border, and then now USA obviously has to accept them, send them to one of those.
So clearly,
refugee camps.
Learning how to swim is a must.
No? Hey, for the guys there, yeah.
Yeah, bro. That's like, why I told you, bro. You need to learn how to swim.
Nah, me, I know how to swim, man. Yeah, I'm cool, man. I can jump in there, swim, go to the other side. I'm cool, man. Sorted. Yeah, for the guys they can't swim, I don't know.
And aren't they like living creatures in that US?
Hey, that one I don't know, eh? Because, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, sharks and...
because in the Zambezi one, you know, there's what you call...
Yeah, there it goes down.
There's crocodiles and whatnot.
It's going down there.
Mm.
So, hey, with that one, they're still waiting for Trump to build the wall, though. So, yeah, that's one of the things they mentioned. After he builds the wall, then... separation.
But then people no longer, I think that was voted against, right? It was frowned upon and whatnot.
You know, obviously when the new president comes in now wanting to change different things.
Mm.
But you never know, maybe they wanna build it. Maybe they wanna build it.
Let me pick your brain for a minute.
Mm.
What caused you to think of borders, bro?
Borders.
Yeah, how did you stumble upon this
topic? Yeah, no, like with myself, I was just sitting there, you know, like board, looking at different areas and all those things, and then you start thinking about borders, you know, like what type of borders are out there.
You just thought of that?
Yeah. And then I once had a conversation with one of the producers.
Yeah, yeah.
He was shocked because of a border that you saw on a picture where in a restaurant, there's a border that actually splits the restaurant in half. So if you're sitting on the one side of the restaurant in another country, go to the other side, you cross the border into the other country as well. So I was like, interesting. And then I went in there to check what's happening, you know, what are the weirdest borders that you can actually find out there, that separates, you know, countries. That's why I was like, interesting. Then you see two countries in the same place. I'm sitting here and you're sitting there. So it's basically like you four footsteps, you know, like from me. And guess what? Your time zone is 21 hours behind mine.
How's that possible?
I know. That is one of the other things that blew my mind. I was like, what? Okay, so you like right there, I can see you, but your time zone is 21 hours behind mine.
Yeah.
Like what makes, how does that happen? That was one of my questions.
Who sets the time zone, bro?
Hey, it's one of the things that I also asked, man. I don't have an answer for that one, eh? I also need an answer to that one, though. So, it's one of the things that also blew my mind. I was like, what? Okay, so these are actually some of the things that exist out there.
But then, here's a theory. Like, if I get time zones, don't they work with when the sun rises and when the sun sets?
I thought about that.
So now, if you like 4 steps away, like I'm standing at the border and you're standing at the border, and my time zone is 21 hours ahead or whatever, doesn't make sense.
I know that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. It's the same thing that I was thinking. Cause USA and Russia, they have one of the borders where it's like that, where it's like 21 hours. Russia's, if you're in Russia, you'll be 21 hours behind USA.
So but if Russia, you celebrate your
the border, there's
a whole ocean separating Russia.
So there's two islands. I wrote them down. So yeah, the Biomede islands. So there's two separate islands within an in ocean. Between. So those islands are 3.8 kilometers away from each other, which is basically not far. Because if you're looking at athletics and all the stuff, 1.5, it's not that much of a gap. Yeah. So they 3.8 kilometers away from each other. The one belongs to Russia, the one belongs to USA. And then what separates them as a border is the ocean. So the sense of where from the
but
islands where you meet.
That Africa's in between. There's also Europe, and then there's Russia, and then there's North America. These places are very far apart.
Yeah, but now it's not from the one side. You know, obviously, let's take for example America. America, there's obviously a number of borders going. So for example, Canada, there's a border separating America from Canada.
What?
Yeah, there's a border. You didn't know?
Isn't Canada in Europe?
If you go onto the
it's
borders,
not.
That yeah,
it's
if
not.
You, if you go,
wait,
go
answer the question.
Go onto
it, it's not.
Go onto the map. Go onto
I'm
the
asking
map.
You, I don't have a map in front of me.
Mm-mm. Canada. If you go onto the map, check where Canada is and check where USA is. You'll see there's a border that actually separates Canada
and
USA.
Tell me, where is Canada? I want to know. This is a serious question. Is it
on the perimeters? I won't be able to tell you, but. If we had to get a map,
in like North America, I'm asking the guy.
If we had to get,
okay, yeah.
No, if we had to get a map, I'll be able to show you. This is obviously this is where Canada is. This is where USA is. They basically next to each other, but there's a border that separates Canada and USA where it's like it's a street. If you actually go there and you look at it, people to actually, so that you got people who they born in Canada and all the stuff. But they study in USA, and when you're looking at how they get to school, they cross the street and end on the other side, USA. So for them to actually go to school, they jump borders. So when they're crossing the street, they actually jump the border.
So the street must be named 21 Jump Street.
If you go there on the 21 Jump Street, on the street they actually write here, this part of the street, USA, on the other side they write Canada. So you do get borders that are like that. It's the same thing with the same thing they are saying with Russia and USA. So the ocean that actually separates them.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that ocean, if you're on Russia side, you're 21 hours behind USA.
USA.
Yeah. So if you celebrate your birthday day in Russia and then you wanna celebrate again, just
go back.
Yeah. Go to that other side.
Like time traveling.
Hey, too much. If you wanna also celebrate New Year and all those other things, that's all you need to do. Just travel, to the other side. And yeah, it was interesting to see all of these different things. And
The funny thing about borders, no? I remember once reading that Africa once didn't have borders, no?
Yeah.
And who's this colonizer? John Rhodes. This guy, he's the one who planned that whole thing. So they started like, okay, here, that's why you find. You have, like in Mpumalanga, Mpumalanga and Swaziland, they're like close together.
Yeah.
So you'll find people from Mpumalanga whereby your family is separated because at the point whereby they decided, okay, here we're going to put a border to separate you guys.
Yeah.
So your mother might have, she could have been living on the other side of the border, so then they're like, okay. Now you cut off from seeing her, so now you have to actually enter the as a visitor into the other country, of which you could just walk in.
Yeah,
like
before, you
next
could
door.
Walk,
yeah, like your neighbor's now another country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it happened. So John Rose obviously did that because he wanted to break down the things and all that, and then wanted to colonize. I'm sure you know the story. He wanted to colonize from Cape to Cairo.
Yeah, no, you get situations like that. The one that was very interesting for me was that Zambezi, the Zambezi River. Because when I was looking into the Zambezi River, I saw there were four countries that actually they meet there by the Zambezi River. Mm. One of them being Zimbabwe, Zambia, Namibia, and I think it's Mozambique.
South Africa?
Yeah, no. It's Botswana, Namibia, Zimbabwe, and Zambia. So there by the Zambezi River, the four corners of those different places, they meet there by the Zambezi River. So either side, you can actually get into any of the four.
Doesn't Zambezi also lead to Limpopo, which is in South Africa?
Yeah, obviously it doesn't just stop with Zambia, you know, Zimbabwe, and then meet.
Mm.
Does go on, but now the interesting part was those four where they actually meet. It's there by that river. On the one side, you see there's Zimbabwe. The corner of Zimbabwe meets there by the river, and then on the other side, you see Zambia coming down. Mm-hmm. Then this other two here on the bottom, you see Botswana and the other one coming. So they actually meet there, and then, as we all know, that's where most of the times, you know, like trades and traveling and all those stuff, you know, boats constantly going into different countries happen. So I found that one actually interesting. You know, it was like fascinating. That's where now the other question happened. I'm thinking, if four of those countries can meet there, why is the case not the same, you know, when you look at your other countries where time zones are different? Because it's one of the questions that I also asked someone.
So how come they still meet
that's what I was asking. That's one of the things that I also asked one of the guys. I'm like, these are four different countries meeting in one place, but when you look at the time zone, there's no difference.
It's because we use African time.
African time.
Yeah.
Hey. So, yeah, it's stuff like that. But, yeah, in terms of, like, borders, it's crazy. Because I even saw one Turkey. I think it's Turkey. I forgot the other country that actually that separates Turkey. I forgot the other country. But it's a restaurant that actually separates them. And if you wanna take your keys or whatever, or your wife.
So there's no people guarding these borders, because I get borders is always guarding.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because when you think about borders, you think about, you know, yeah, like soldiers there, you know, like waiting and all those stuff. But that's actually, you know, not the case with these borders. And most of them, they're actually tourist attractions. Like, you see tourists, they go there, take pictures, thinking, you know, putting it on social media and all those stuff. Which, yeah, for me, I found it fascinating, because, yeah, it's like stuff that sometimes you don't even think about. You don't think that, yeah, the border of these two countries, it's a street that you can actually, you know, walk across and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's like interesting things, which, yeah, I don't know.
Do you think the world would be better without borders?
Do I think what?
The world.
The world.
Let's say Africa. Do you think if Africa was like one huge country instead of a continent, would we function better?
Yeah, from my point of view, I think it would be, yeah, the world would be a better place without borders. You know, because when you look at it, yeah, you know, that whole colonizations and all those things messes up people's minds. You know, obviously you put a border up, it's a way of thinking that a person now starts having, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like, you know, having a border it also contributes to that separation thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's probably like the main reason we have cases like xenophobia and all.
Yeah, you see. So stuff like that, it actually contributes to, yeah, you know, the chaos that we have when it comes to that whole us, we like this, you guys are like that, you know, you guys can't come here, you know, stuff like that. So
also to be like factual about it, because then honestly, as much as we can say the borders will make things better, there's things like tribalism, Joe. So already, like, obviously maybe removing the borders will be like a first step. Then you still have tribalism that you have to combat, whereby you get Sotho person that's like, nah, I can't talk to another person for whatever reason, and things like that.
Yeah, no, look, you do have those things. Yeah, obviously with different tribes, yeah, that I feel like, yeah, with tribes, shouldn't be an issue. I mean,
it's an issue. Was it in Rwanda, Uganda, whereby the Tutsis killed the Hutus?
Yeah.
You know the story? That massacre, of which still happen even now.
Okay, yeah.
Well, people like it was a Xhosa versus Zulu thing back, like, around in, like, the late 90s and early 2000s.
Mm.
Yeah, around those times. But the people were just killing each other for the sake of it. I don't speak your language. Imagine.
Yeah.
Which is like Afrikaans apartheid as well, but then theirs was also that you're black and they're white.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but now with me, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, at the end of the day, you know, if, for example, South Africa, you know, they're trying to sue to, you know, like, yeah, Pedi, all those different, you know, all those different cultures and all the stuff. At the end of the day, we in South Africa, we're all South Africans. The only thing that's different is, you know, the language that you speak.
But the mindset, well, that's where it's at. It's like, it's the same way you can say, you're white and I'm black, but we're all human. That's not what they did. They looked at you as a black person like, this guy is inferior. You see? These guys came to South Africa, no? They're like, I discovered land. You're living on this country, like you don't know where you are. That's
but
what
we also
did
have, we have white people who are South Africans.
Like, nah, it's because of the colonizers. Obviously they came, they left, they have their offspring. These are offsprings of those people.
So now what do we disqualify them as?
No, you're missing my point, you see. You're missing my point.
So what's your point?
My point is, if ever, obviously we start with the borders, that's like a minor thing. It's like a light-headed thing situation. So whereby you get rid of the borders, okay, now we're like a unionized continent, right? And then from there, of which, again, you'll be solving the problem. So, you know, the next problem that might arise is that, okay, as much as we are one, as we claim to be, now there's going to be factors of tribalism, you see?
Yeah.
So now, how do we dismantle that? Like, how do we get people change their mind state, their frame of mind, from thinking, okay, just because I'm Zulu, just because I'm Xhosa, just because I'm this and that, I'm better than this person who is something other than what I am.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I get it, yeah. So if you had to be the president, what is the one thing that you would get rid of?
If I was a president?
Okay, let's say you're the president now. Then they say, okay, we need you to get rid of three things.
Oh, okay. Firstly, I'd get rid of corrupt niggas. Nah.
Okay.
Get rid of them. But then also, you can't just get rid of people like that, because then you never know. People are smart and cunning, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that. I'm not really sure. I've never ever thought. But I'd be a dictator, that's one for sure. Close off everything. People must work. Those free things, I'll get rid of free money, grants and all this stuff. And then people must go to varsity, bro. People must go to school.
Education.
People must learn. We need more working people. Whether you like it or not, that's up to you. But then you must work, build a country. The way you can't be having a country that we claim is the best in this whole continent or one of the best, and you have power cuts every now and then.
Yeah,
doesn't make sense, bro. There's places whereby you see, now we're heading to summer.
Yeah,
people are gonna be crying that they don't have water. We have people living in Cape Town. Cape Town is like one of the best cities in the world, and people are still living in shacks.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Ish. Yeah, no, yeah. So yeah, before we close, let's go into a track, and then after that, I don't know what final words you have to say to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, here's a track called Visions and Dreams, and it's by Active Worship. Enjoy.
Dimension. I may not see it through the eyes. remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction.
If you didn't enjoy that, that's your problem. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, any last words from your side, man?
What about borders?
Borders, anything?
Let me see. Say something, I'll think of something in the meantime.
Yeah, nah, myself. Yeah, I think, you know, borders. I think we should have normal borders where, you know, it's like a street you just walk past. You know, you don't need to build a wall.
Mm.
We don't need the great wall, you know. Coming in and yeah, all those different things. I think it's gonna solve a lot of problems that we have. Yeah, basically when you look at how certain countries are, and yeah, the mentalities and the mindsets that are also within there. But yeah, obviously that's gonna take a lot of work
to get
rid of. But besides that, yeah, I think some of these things, yeah, we need to sit down and think about them, even though we don't think about them that much.
Yeah,
that's for my side.
Yeah, I don't know if this is like, but this is like a thought or question. Have you ever wondered why South Africans never travel that much, bro? Serious, like you could even find, like us, like how many South Africans living in Johannesburg or in Gauteng have been out of the province?
Oh,
not because it was a school trip.
Province wise.
I'm just saying, just like general. That's a minor example. So, like, just out of the province, how many of them have just been out of the province, not on a school trip, but like travel
like, for
leisure?
Yeah.
And there's no borders around cities, per se.
Mm.
But you see,
thinking of it, yeah, you do have a point, you know.
Yeah, and I say some cliche, profound type of thing, but nah.
Yeah, I think it also goes back, you know, to background.
Thing, man.
People
also have this thing of ownership. Like, look at the guys. Like, you go to the township, ne? A person living in the township will be like, I'm a hood person. Ne?
Yeah, yeah.
They never want to change. They never want to leave the hood. And you ask a person like, okay, when you get money, what you going to do? I'm going to extend the line. He's going to build another bedroom.
Yeah.
His kids are going to be born where his grandmother used to live. And the house is never like growing in the same place.
Yeah.
And the mentality is like circulating
around
the same people.
Yeah.
of which you wonder, okay, there's one person from town. I mean, from, let's say, township like Vosloorus.
Mm.
This person has never been, not even far, just, let's say, Auckland Park, for never been to Auckland Park.
Yeah.
It's just here in Chos.
Yeah.
You see? Mm. You just go there, you see, and when you expose yourself to different things, also your mind changes, you know?
Yeah, it's that thing also, it's one of the things that I was going to say, it goes back to what you're exposed to, you know? Some people, they're not exposed to what, you know, the possibilities of life.
Yeah.
You know, outside what you used
the
to.
The borders that they are trapped within. Yeah.
Yeah, you see. Mm. So, it's that thing. Yeah, it goes back to what you're exposed to. Because some people, they never aim to go, you know, out. Like, for example, they never aim to visit France. Why? Because they've never been exposed to stuff that, you know, places that desire in them to say that I can actually visit a place like France.
We could also say it's probably one other, it's a factor possibly why many South Africans are xenophobic. Serious. We could actually do like a, what you call, what's the thing? Walking around with the sheet, ask people.
Like, yeah, what, a survey?
Survey, yeah.
Mm.
We could run a survey asking people, how many people want to visit African countries? How many South African people, South African people actually want to visit other, like, African countries? And you find that if we ask 50 people, or even 10, maybe 2 or 3 out of those people want to say, I actually want to go to those places.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
We not... That's why we don't even learn each other's languages. The Zulu person doesn't know. Doesn't know cause at all. Yeah, we're just too confined within the borders of our regions, bro. We content with what we have, and that's a big problem.
Hmm. Yeah, you heard it right there from Spyco's Delicious, but I do agree with him as well. Because, yeah, it's something that I have seen also out there. And, you know, with most of the youngsters, that you'll speak to sometimes, like, what do you wanna be? I wanna play for Pirates, you know. I wanna be a Marquesa taxi driver, you know, stuff like that. So those are the stuff that they're aiming for. Oh yeah, what type of house do you want to live in? It's shocking, eh? Like you speak to a young person, say, I wanna own a, you know, I wanna rent a one bedroom, you know, stuff like that. I'm thinking, what? Hey, you're not even thinking buying houses, you're thinking rent.
I've never heard a black person, like a South African kid, South African kid say they want to be an astronaut.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that, eh? So, stuff like that sometimes they're concerning where you're thinking.
Man, you can't go to Lesotho, how are you going to go to space?
Yo.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, it is what it is, man. And to the people out there, you know, just, explore, you know, get out of your comfort zone, you know, the stuff that you, your norm that you used to, and, get to know things outside, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, go outside your borders, your comfort borders.
Else is a borderla quarter.
So, for myself, Fearless Eagle, I don't have much to say,
Said
peace out and God bless. Spyco's Delicious, anything?
I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, here's the last track by God's Warrior titled Pray For Me. Peace out and God bless.
questions never answered. I'm guiding in clear direction all of the time. Like a dream set up on my own team. It's like a dream in my mind, a faint flame. Spirit's willing and my flesh is too weak.